The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
Stick to the professionals. You're going to have your marketing stuff, missing heads, missing arms, missing fingers, and all type of crap.
A lot of the more experienced, say 10 years or more notaries out there, they're not talking that way on Instagram.
Right. They want a midwife. They want a midwife. They want a doula for their business.
Smooth this time.
We know the reads unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word.
Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host Q. I got my guys with me, Mathurin and Uncle Griff. Say what's up to the people, fellas.
What's going on, folks? It's another week. Back with the fellas. Happy to be back. Shout out to 007 Griff, you know, for everything that he's been doing recently in the notary industry. This guy is everywhere. Shout out to Q for putting this great, great production together every week. And shout out to our listeners. We greatly appreciate your support on a weekly basis.
Thank you very much.
Well,
wow, you're full of love today.
Oh man, nah. You know, just for now, before we get canceled.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, things been going good with me, man. This week has been interesting. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, my car got towed. I got it back, and man.
Cool world.
You know, the main thing that messed me up.
What happened, man?
It all started with the first order. They messed the documents up, and that threw me off for the whole day. And I was behind, and I was frustrated, and I wasn't thinking. But at the same time, when I got there to that place, they didn't have that neighborhood properly marked for fire lanes. And this is one of those.
Okay.
And did they have signs up? Yeah. But when I went last night and looked at the regulation says that when you have a fire lane in a residential area, like a private condominium area, the signs have to be 100 feet apart, every 100 feet. And they didn't have that. They had one on one end.
Did you see it?
And about 300 yards, 200-300 yards on the other. And they're saying, well, this whole area is a fire lane. And not disputing that they haven't said that's what it is, but the regulation said you got to have a sign, and the sign got to have arrows pointing, showing you where it's at. And they don't have that. Plus, some of their signs are faded, so you can hardly see. So I got the fire marshal's number for Virginia Beach. I'm going to contact them, go out, take some pictures, video, and have some evidence, and hopefully the fire marshal, because my argument is going to be that tow company illegally towed my car as well as others, because the tow company should know the law and know that if you're towing somebody for violating city ordinance, but you don't have the area marked properly, am I violating it because you don't have it marked properly?
Yeah.
And with them taking the vehicle without the ordinance there and them following it, that would be considered theft.
Correct.
And Griff's about to be the most hated guy in Virginia.
how much did they get you for on the ticket?
$145.
Ooh, about to get twice as much that back.
$145 plus, straight to the judge's pension plan.
Yeah, plus the debt. Well, now, it wasn't a ticket for us, a parking ticket with the city. So that was a good thing. But still, and they sit out there waiting on people. So, So I'm gonna get my stuff together, and then I'm going to get with the fire marshal, and hopefully they will handle it. And I got to find out what's the legal recourse, because if you towed my car illegally because they didn't properly have everything marked, then you got to give me my money back, in my opinion, as well as anybody else that y'all been towing.
Ooh.
For that, yeah.
It griffs about
that's crazy.
It griffs about opening Pandora's box right there.
Hey,
Look. Grev, pursue it to the full letter of the law.
Oh, man.
Don't let these people get away with that.
You know, there's a guy I listen to called Steve Leto on YouTube. And he puts out videos breaking down consumer law, lemon law, and all kinds of other things. And there's just certain ways that you got to do things. And if somebody towing you and they didn't do it right, like you said, that could be considered theft. Because if they're doing it saying that you violated something, but the something they said you violated wasn't properly annotated and marked, then, I mean, if you got signs every 100 feet, that's clear. Okay, don't park here.
Yeah, exactly.
They did. They didn't. So how can I know that? And then they find out, you say, well, why don't they park the curves? The regulation says they don't have to paint the curves in a residential area. So that's where the signs come in at.
Right. And they didn't have the proper signs.
That's it.
Wow. Well, Griff, definitely keep us up to date with that, you know, in the upcoming weeks, because, you know, a lot of notaries and people in Virginia, I'm sure they were not aware of that, but leave it to Griff to find out. And he's about to educate you guys how to properly handle this. So for those of you who's been, you know, told unlawfully, Griff about to teach you something.
Yeah, and I do the best I can to follow the law, so that's what ticked me off. But I got everything done.
So who call it in?
No, they sitting out there waiting on you.
Oh, that's okay. The thing. So they blind already.
Yeah, because the one of the guys came out.
It's predatorial practices by tow companies, and it's a known thing.
Yeah, they sitting out there waiting. That's nothing new. They might have a person in a regular car.
Yeah.
Just sitting out there in a car waiting to see if you do something. And then they call Fred, and Fred comes vroom, bam, bam, and take your car.
Oh, man.
So my question then becomes, how does UPS, FedEx, a moving van, park in that area to offload? Matter of fact, they told me, they said they've told Molly Maid. Molly Maid comes up, takes their stuff out the car, they put it in the house to go clean it, and they come back and their car gone.
Wow.
Well, okay, so here's a question. Does Molly Maid take the key out of their ignition and not put their hazards on? Because UPS guys, they for the most part put their hazards on when they pull over to the side of the road.
Right. Yep, that's true.
So in that case, that's an indication that they're coming back.
Right. And in that case, for what I was doing, there was no need for me to leave the keys in the car, because, you know, I was like, okay, if I leave the keys in the car, and I could have left the keys, took the keys out and turned the hazards on, but I was like, I'm just running in, get this lady to sign these four pages, and then I'm out. But had it been properly marked, I would have parked it. I would not have parked it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm curious about? Can a mail truck get towed?
If I were to guess, probably no. Cause isn't it like a federal offense if you mess with melon?
Yeah, because I'm wondering if they can if they'll tow an Uber. I mean, not an Uber, but a Grubhub or a DoorDash when they come to drop the food off. Because they're literally saying you cannot park there, and then the parking spaces they have for guests are just very few, and they are very, very far away from a lot of the houses.
Yeah, so they out here just setting
people up. We'll see what happens. I keep everybody informed.
Yeah, definitely keep us informed about that. So, you know, maybe, you know, next time I'm in Virginia, if I get a ticket like that, I can reach out to Griff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying right now they mess with the wrong person, because then I see that, then I lose. But I just want to, I want to bring it to everybody's attention. Even if I don't get the money back, I want to point out to the fact that this isn't done legally. So let's get it done legal. If I don't get the 445 back, no big deal. But they got to do stuff right.
Yeah.
So I just looked it up, and it says that intentional delaying of the mail is a federal offense. So no, they can't be towed.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is take all the mail out the truck, set it on the ground. They can still deliver. Just tow the truck.
The person that takes the mail out would then be intentionally delaying mail, which is a federal offense.
Nah, who said the mailman had to have a truck? Back in my day, the mailman walked. He said, oh, mailman. He said, you know, hey, we're waiting on the mailman, not the mailman and his truck, just the mailman.
Yeah, that's true.
So the mailman that's your cousin's your uncle. You know, the mailman came to visit while your uncle was away.
I know what you're talking about.
He created a federal offense on his route by delaying the deliverance of mail.
So what's been going on with you, Q, man?
Same thing as always, man. Just captivating the world one notary at a time. Actually, I'm really excited. Miss Belinda Bennett, the North Carolina notary coach, and I have we've struck a contract, and I will be doing some work for her. I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for the North Carolina notaries because she's doing amazing work down there. And hopefully she and I can work something out soon where I get a chance to talk to you folks down there in North Carolina and start captivating y'all too. So that's what's going on, man.
Dude, that's great work, man.
We're working on bigger contracts than just logos and everything else. Captivating the world.
Mm-hmm. That's it. About to have global clients soon, just like we were talking about.
Yeah. Hey, it'd be nice.
Man, old Q is about to go global.
Oh man, don't say that. Have you ever seen Country Wayne? Do you watch Country Wayne?
I haven't watched him in a bit, but yeah, I watched him.
It's been a while.
Yeah, he's got this dude Mike on there, and he's got his global vending machines, and he's always talking about going global with the vending machines.
Oh man, that's about to be you, Q.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, definitely good work, man. Definitely good work. So keep that going, man. You know, we all see how dedicated that you are to your craftsmanship. And we've seen people, you know, the end result of them using you. And we've seen people of the end result of not using your services, thinking they can do it on their own. That looks horrible. But
wow,
you know what?
Mathen. Really?
I'm going there. You know? Just
hey, listen, today earlier on the live today, y'all was talking about Q leave Mathen alone. Do you see?
I'm going there. Look, you know, if you know someone that can provide you with great quality services, why not use them? Why try? You can't try to do everything yourself and expecting it to come out the way the pros do it. You know, it's like that. Hey, it's like that.
That's not what you do.
That I think it was Ice Cube movie. Was it like Jenkins Promotion or Jenkins Promotion? I don't remember that movie. It's back.
You talking about the one with Cedric the Entertainer?
Yeah.
And with the dog fighting?
No. It was about two guys who wanted to be promoters.
Oh, wait a second. I think I know. The dog promoters. Oh, they had a dog that they had, not dog fighting, but the dog racing.
No.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. It's that, you know, just hire the professionals, man. Don't try to do everything yourself. Hire the professionals and get the job done right. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Yeah, because if you don't, I mean, like they say, you get what you pay for.
And I'll tell you this, one of the reasons why I've been slow in putting out any YouTube videos on Canva, I keep telling you the training's coming. The reason why I didn't is because Canva updated. Mm. Their entire interface has changed. And I wanted to wait because I know that they're coming up to their big yearly event next week, actually. Or is it the 21st? 21st would be next week. So on Tuesday, they're having their event, kind of announcing all the new changes and what's to come later on this year. Nice. So I wanted to wait.
Nice. So will they be providing that information for free?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So you guys hear it. It's going to be for free. So if you see courses on what Canva's offering.
No. It's all you have to do is sign up for it.
Yeah.
And they send you the invitation. Anybody that's using Canva, I highly suggest you check it out. Get to know this tool that you are building your business off of for marketing. You know, I don't. It, man, Here's what I don't understand. You don't want to pay for marketing. You say, oh, I can do it myself. I'm just going to use Canva. I'm going to use the free Canva. I'm not going to learn my tool. And you expect that what you put out there is going to attract people to you.
No,
it's not.
It's going to be trash.
I mean,
it's got to be trash.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And see, that's why I'm very careful and methodical about even what I do, because if y'all notice, like with my YouTube videos, I don't use thumbnails a whole lot like everybody say you should, because, well, one, I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, bugging Q to do all of that. And I can probably figure it out myself, but I don't have time, you know. And if I'm going to do a thumbnail, I mean, look, when I do a thumbnail, I'm serious. It takes me about an hour or so. Because I'm going.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh man!
Because I'm
seeing. I whipped them things up in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, Cube just be saying it over to us, and I'm like, I'm still working on the one I was trying before I told you I needed one.
And I sit there, I go through like 5 or 6 different versions and this, that, and the other, and then it's like, okay, let me go over to my Adobe stock, and I pull up some pictures over there and transparency them there, and I'm like. And then there's a lot of times I'm like, you know what, man, forget it. I ain't doing that. And I just do my little thing with the peace sign. I get frustrated. I'm like, you know what? It ain't about the thumbnail. It's about the content. So I'm giving you good content. So listen to the daggone content. Don't worry about the thumbnail.
That's it. That's
it. I'm like, if you ain't looking at my video because I don't have a fancy thumbnail, that's on you.
Yep.
That's on you.
Respect.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Even the simplest thing can be difficult at times. Because, like, I've struggled with creating thumbnails before. Then I hit up Q. He's like, yo, check your email. I'm like, damn. Like, Q, I just sent it to you. Like, check your email, man. like, how is that possible? But, yeah, so that's what, you know, that's what we mean by stick to the pros.
But I do this. This is what I do. It's not work for me. It's something. It's relaxing. It's therapy. It's what I've trained myself in and put the work into understanding design elements and design principles and understanding some of the histories of different things, like a business card, which a lot of you guys have it backwards. I really don't understand what you're thinking. But I've dedicated myself myself to this. You know what I mean? And so, you know, if you're one of those notaries out there that are doing it on your own, take the time to learn your tool. Buy the premium version.
That's it.
Because you can't do everything that you would think that you'd be able to do with the free version. Buy the premium version. It's $12.99. Spend the money instead of $75.99 on some template.
I think I got
that's the price difference there.
Yeah, I think I got the professional Canva. I think that's what I did. I got that. Yeah. And I can, I mean, if I really wanted to, I could. I mean, just like I got a video editing, I think it's called Mojave. And it works pretty good. And I go in there and I do my little videos. And I mean, I know I could get really, really, really fancy. I just don't have the time. And it bores me.
It's not your thing. You're not a marketing person. Right. You're not a graphic design person. That's not what you do. You're a notary.
That is true. And that's why I always talk about staying in your lane. Understanding your limitations of what you can and cannot do and work from there. And that's what I do. So every now and then I get a spark of inspiration, and I'm real good at taking what's already out there and manipulating it into my own.
Yeah.
But when you say, hey, create something from scratch like that, shoot, man, please.
That doesn't work. Hey, look. It just doesn't work. Stick to the professionals. You're gonna have your marketing stuff missing heads, missing arms, missing fingers, and all type of crap. Just stick to the professionals. Like, guys
have floating bodies in the middle of the screen. Yeah. And they know telling why am I only seeing half of this person's body, half the arms chopped off, and it's in the middle of the screen. But this is supposed to work, right? This is the quality that we want to be representing our businesses with, right?
Invest.
And then we wonder why people don't, you know, attach themselves to us or call us, because we've decided to take the half at, forget it. We decided to take the half-ass way with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we all for investing in yourself, educating yourself, but if you know that's not your strong point, like I've been preaching this since day one, If it's not your strong point, find someone else. Because what may be difficult for you, just like you say, it's not work for him. You know, Q probably could make thumbnails or do any type of social media marketing in his sleep. Meanwhile, I can't do that.
I mean, I pretty much do it with the times that I've been working.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Come on, folks. Let's get it together out there. Because I see you guys. I see you guys, and I have not commented on your post, but it's coming.
Which brings us to our topic this evening. Good old social media.
Oh, man.
Is it worth it? Are we using it correctly? What are some things that you guys are seeing out there? Let's talk about it, fellas. Matter of fact, you know what, Mathen? I'm not even going to make you go first this time.
I'm
not even going to make you go first this time. I'm going to go first.
Oh, man.
So I am really curious as to why notaries are out there telling other notaries what it's like to be a notary. or let me go one further. Why are you telling other notaries the role of a notary?
That's a good question.
Where I see this the most at is Instagram.
Right.
You know, we all follow each other.
Yep.
Only 9% of your followers ever see anything that you post. How many of those followers that you have are actual customers for your notary business? And if you can't put a number to that, and if you have more that are notaries, then who are you talking to?
That's a good point.
You're sort of talking to yourself, and especially if your experience level is no more than the people who you're talking to, you're not talking to yourself. And let's just be real. Let's put it this way. A lot of the more experienced, say 10 years or more notaries out there, they're not talking that way on Instagram. It's all of the brand new, I'm trying to find myself, somebody please pay me for mentorship notaries that are out there.
Yeah.
That's who's out there. When you look at the quality and the type or the category of the individuals who was doing the most talking, I mean, you don't even see me posting out there on Instagram anymore, because I'm like, the people that listen on it, I'm like, look, just come on over to YouTube, hear me out, because I can really express myself a whole lot better than on Instagram. And it seems like the people that's on Instagram, they just want to throw up quick little snippets of, look at me, I'm special, you're not, pay me for mentorship so you can think that you're special, but I'm going to still be more special than you. I ain't got time for that. So that's why I don't even mess with Instagram as much anymore, you know, at all.
I'll tell you why I'm on Instagram. Because everybody, all the notaries are on Instagram, talking to each other, advertising to each other. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I be on Instagram?
Yeah, because that's your target audience.
That's my target audience.
Yeah, for you, and you, for me.
Yeah, but for a notary, right, it's not.
For a notary, no, it's not. For Q the Notary, I don't do anything with Q the Notary Instagram. It exists. Mm-hmm. But I realized pretty quickly that it was more notaries that were following me or finding me than anybody else. Those weren't my customers. So I said, yeah, you know what? This ain't for Q the Notary. But it's great for Captivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I say, you know, if you really want to hear what I got to say, swing on over to YouTube. Every now and then I throw something out there. But it's just not for me. And I just don't understand what the goal is for the people that's advertising. What the goal is?
Look, I think the only goal is for them to show others, you know, what they are doing, or especially for those that have the mentorship program. Mm-hmm. As far as for me, when you guys see me posting, because when I post, I tag the location where I'm at, and I've actually gotten business from those locations, whether it's a nursing home, it's a hospital, or it's a housing authority. So once I tag that location, like I found success in that. where people will reach out to me like, hey, I saw you were there, or especially if I'm tagging my location on my Facebook page, people have reached out to me. But for most notaries out there, like you say, only 9% is going to see your posts or what you are putting out there. And most of them, they are not reaching their target audience. You know, I highly doubt there's a notary out there that has over 50 attorneys that they are following. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not following nursing home. They're not following, you know, different social organization with 10-day community. They're not doing that. So even if those social organizations are posting that they need a notary, they don't know about it because they're not following them because they're too busy following other notaries.
Yeah.
So you're not even exposing your business to your potential customers because you are so focusing on showing everybody, hey, this is what I'm doing here. This is what's working. It's really not. You just want, and then the following week you having to sell, you know, from $99 to 7 cents for everybody to click on your link. So it's like, who are you marketing to? You know, it's knowing your target audience. And I feel like being on social media, if you're not using it properly, especially Instagram, now that you can't get paid off, I think, well, you can't get paid off the reels, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know they're trying to do something. But yeah. Well, the where social media helps me out is that a lot of notaries brag about that they're running a business and that they can provide notary services. Mm-hmm. And then when somebody calls them, they're not available. They don't answer the phone. They turning stuff down. And then somebody comes along and finds me. Somewhere along the line, I guess the algorithm, you know, when they start looking for a notary near me, and the next thing you know, they find me. And they're like, hey, can you? And I'm like, yeah, I can make it happen when you want it done.
Yep.
I mean, that's, so it's really not my marketing on social media that has benefited me. It's the other notaries' marketing and their inability to do the work because they don't find value in the assignment that somebody is offering them. I find value in it, go do it. And then next thing you know, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
You know, so that's the benefit for me, and that's what I like. So I just like, okay, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing, and you know, and then you don't come through. You're not there for people. Pretty advertisement, but you're not there for people.
I mean, that's pretty much what the job is just being available for people, because ultimately, you know, people need the service when they need it. And you know, not just anybody can become a notary. So if they need you, it's just be available for them. That's it.
That is it. I mean, but that's about relationships. And I mean, that's what everybody really wants in life, is that they want somebody who's supposed to be there for them to be there for them.
Yeah.
So as notaries, we're supposed to be there for people. And if you don't have a good, legitimate reason to tell them no when they say, can you notarize this one document? Me, whether you're getting paid for it or not, you should notarize those signatures on that document. That's what you should be doing. But notaries keep right. coming up with excuses to say no. Well, okay, I would, but you know, if you have five more signatures on there for me to notarize, then I would. Or matter of fact, I see you got this document. You know what? If you pay me, I can go make it better. Mm-hmm. I can go and create it and make it better. And then send it to somebody overseas to go and create. And then they get it, you get it back, and they're like, see, it'll be, and they're looking at it like, the only difference between what I gave you and what you're giving me is that the font's bigger. It's the same exact thing.
That's it. The font. You got the weighted paper. They added the weighted paper.
Yeah, that's printed. It. You got some thick paper. Ain't nothing any different. What you... No, I ain't paying you for this. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I would give you your original back that you gave me, but it's on lockdown until you pay me for what I did do. That's how people are acting now. In other words, you're sitting here holding people's life hostage because you're trying to implement something that you probably shouldn't be doing in the first place. But you're going to wind up getting in trouble. You really will.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a matter of time. And, you know, Griff, it's good what you say about as far as, you know, most of them are not willing to do it based off one signature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've had people, like, earlier, a lady called me. She was trying to get one page notarized. She was trying to withdraw some money from her 401k or something like that. And based where she was located, I told her, I was like, hey, it might be better off for you to find someone local, because what is going to charge me to come to your location, you're about an hour away. I'm like, I don't want to do that to you for just that one page.
Right.
I'm like, there's no need for me to drive an hour, charge you that amount for that one page. I inform her, I'm like, hey, call your local bank, try to see if there's a UPS store in your area. And she was very grateful about that. You know, she thanked me. She was like, all right, if I need something, you know, that's more like as far as real estate, anything like that, power of attorneys, I'll reach out to you. Because, you know, you have to know when you can. That's another thing. You have to know when it's not beneficial to yourself and the client to provide the service. In that situation, I'm not driving over an hour for one piece of paper knowing that they could find someone closer that's going to be cheaper for them to use. Like, I'm not sorry, that's not how I am.
No, that makes sense. I mean, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It makes 100% sense. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. Be there for them. You can. If you can't, try to find somebody else. That's simple. I mean, heck, I got an e-notary tomorrow, one signature. That's all. But it started from me making myself available for somebody who asked me to do a RON for something. To say, hey, can you do a RON for them? No problem. I went, took care of it. They said, you know what? This was so easy. And I got people who need this, and I'll send them your way. And that's what they did. And now I'm doing another person, and then there'll be another and another. So between that person and the one that I'm doing tomorrow, I made the money to pay for my Dot Verify account for this month, which is only $50. So, I mean, I'm making the money, and, you know, I'm starting to make the money now with the RON. And it was all about just being available. And who knows who might come after these people that they know to say, hey, well, we need this done, and the cost may be more.
Right.
That's the whole key, man. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Bingo!
Yeah, so that's a good topic there. Social media can be great for people, but I think right now, people aren't sure how to properly use social media. They're desperate. And when you get desperate, anxious, concerned, nervous, all of that, you don't think straight, and you miss out on opportunities that are clearly in front of you, or you don't implement what you have properly, and then it becomes a negative for you. So you got to calm your nerves.
I think
down.
It's because they're not thinking like a business when they're using social media. I think it's more so they're thinking like an individual. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They want to look cute. They want to look handsome. They want everybody to admire the exterior rather than the interior of who they are as a business owner. But the thing is, they don't even know who they are as a business owner, because they never even really focused on it. Because from day one that they got into this business, it's all been about push marketing, let everybody know how special you are. But you really don't know the fundamentals of being a business owner. And the people who are marketed to you to teach you about marketing are not teaching you the fundamentals of being a business owner.
No, you're right. I'm not sure if you guys remember a few months ago, there was this all this dancing trending that was happening. Then he died down. Then he comes back. So it's like, you know, just like you saying, Griff, they are focusing on what's on the outside, trying to show people, hey, we cool, you know, we fun to be around and stuff like that. But who are you? Do you even know who you are as a business owner? Do you have a clear vision for your business? Do you know how to fully execute your vision goals within your business? Or are you just following these trendy trends? Every 3 months, there's a new challenge. That's one. I hate that freaking challenge. Whatever challenge it is, it's like every few months, there's a challenge that comes out, and then people start acting a fool. And I've seen it a lot within the notary industry. cut that crap out. I'm just saying it right. I'm just letting you guys know, cut it out. But, you know, there's pros and cons with social media, and from what I've seen more cons with it, because you don't really get a return on your investment, you know, with all this, you know, dancing and jiving, and, you know, you're not really getting a return on investment. The only way you might get a return on investment is if you sell courses. Then again, like Griff always say, if everybody's selling courses, who's doing the notary work?
Somebody has to do that notary work, and that's where the money is at. I mean, if anybody been listening to me, yes, could I do courses? Could I do training? This, that, and the other? Yes, and I have. But I know that that time span is very limited, because once you feel you've been educated, and then we got all the little thieves in the notary business that take everything that you create and then try to market it as if it's their own. After a while, the base of people who you could be working with to help them gets low. So it's like, yeah, I still got to be able to make money and pay my bills. So I can't stop using my stamp. That's what I started off to do anyway. So why become a notary on January 1 and then by January 12th, you don't even use your stamp no more, and you're just concerned about teaching everybody everything they need to know to use the stamp. But then they're going to stop after about 10, 12 days and start their own training, and then so on and so on and so on, like the old Suave commercial. And then next thing you know, you got people walking around like, can I get something notarized? And then the ingenious person find a way to accommodate them, and then boom. And then you're sitting there like, I ain't making no money. They implement stuff.
Yeah, so Griff, so what would you say to like someone that's just coming into the business right now, right? But they are looking for that person to follow. Like, let's say they're looking for someone like you, but they're not coming across your page yet. They're just coming across all these other folks that's doing all that dancing and jiving, you know, all that nonsense. And that's what, you know, they got the followers. People are commenting, people are sharing, and now it's like, okay, this person must be popular, and so what they teaching must be right, you know, so let me go with them. Only months down the line, you find out what they teaching is not right. So, like, how can a new person, you know, how can they do their own due diligence to find the right, you know, channel to follow? As far as your channel is amazing, I remember when I came across it, you know, it was a lot of great information. And I was, prior to your YouTube channel, I was following a couple other notary channels, which I ended up unsubscribed to. And that was before I knew that we was going to become close friends and starting a podcast.
Well, what I would tell them, first of all, don't be afraid to trust your gut. That gut. Don't be afraid to trust your gut, because there's something in you, especially depending on your age and your experience, that, you know, that bull blink alarm or indicator is like, wait a minute, this ain't right. Because a lot of us, and to give credit to W-2 work, when you're working in the W-2 and paying attention to what's going on in your organization, you learn how to do things right. You see how they're doing things wrong. And if you realize that, then you put your eyes into the notary business, you will see that a lot of these people are only replicating what they did as a W-2. And if they did stuff wrong as a W-2, are there some good things that they can do? Yes. But then, does it apply to me across the board? I would tell them, you got to trust your gut and not get enamored by all of the fanciness, because we should understand by now, especially as Black people, that a lot of people feel that the way to distract us or to get to us is by dancing and singing and a bunch of entertaining, but there's no substance behind it for us. And we're sitting up here pop locking, twerking instead of working and all of that. But, you know, so my advice to them is, first of all, be willing to trust your gut and look for the truth out of what everybody is saying. What is the truth? Okay, so how am I supposed to do this? And that's where knowing your state laws come in at. If you're willing to do that, I think they will be fine.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to add on to that and say for a new notary, it starts with your laws. Know your laws. Be studying your laws when you're out here looking at YouTubers and whatnot. The more you know your laws, the quicker you'll be able to identify who can help you. They'll be speaking a language that you'll understand because you followed what your state said. You know what your state requires of you. You'll get the help that you need when somebody's speaking the same language. That's what I got to say.
Well, that makes sense, because when you're trying to connect with somebody for as a relationship, you know what they say, you're listening for that love language. You're listening to hear somebody speaking the right way to you that resonates, but it can't just be the personality of the person. And you can't, if the person has an aura about them that says, you can't challenge me, you can't question me, that to me is a time to run. Now, it's different than if somebody gives you the option to challenge them and question them, but you choose to never do that. That's different.
Yeah.
Right. But if you have an opportunity and you say, well, I'm gonna go challenge them, and either they or people they know tell you don't question them, it could go bad for you. It's like, wait a minute, how can it go bad for me? And all I want to do is just ask them for clarification about something they said. Well, they said you should just believe. Hey, but that ain't how I operate.
And you have to remember that even when you are signing up for these trainings, you are signing up as a business.
Yep.
That's the thing people keep forgetting, that they're on one. When they, because you're submitting, when they submit to this person for training, they act like, I think they mind, somewhere in their mind, they start acting like they're in a W-2 for annual training.
Right.
Because they forget that they're a business owner, that person needs to properly educate you in what they're trying to get you to learn to move your business forward. And I think people...
You've essentially hired a consultant to teach you how to run a business.
We hired them, but they're taking control over us. They're dogging us out.
Right.
But we hired them.
Think about that. When you purchase training, you're hiring them to train you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hiring them. Hmm. You hire them. They answer to you.
Yeah. A lot of people don't see it like that. And I think that's what's causing the issue. They don't look at it as, okay, I'm hiring this person to teach me. They don't look at it like that at all.
No, they take it as, I'm so fortunate to be able to take this training.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man.
That's like the difference with, like, at a university, right? You know, the university's like, oh, you're so fortunate to get an education from. But the parent that pays the bill sitting there like, I expect you to do your job and teach my children. The university's like, you're so fortunate to get education for you. The parent's like, no, I'm paying you to give them that education. They're not fortunate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, you know, they're looking for a daddy or a mommy, and they're looking for that notary trainer, mentor, to basically take on the role of a W-2 manager or CEO.
Of a midwife?
Mm-hmm. And to ensure that, basically they want somebody to ensure that they will be successful. They're not doing it themselves.
Right, they want a midwife. They want a midwife. Yeah. They want a doula for their business. Mm-hmm. That should be a new thing, notary doula. Hey, that should be the next training.
Hey, you know what? Don't give them any ideas. I'm sure that somebody's about to start that.
We'll birth your notary business to $10,000 a month. We'll make sure you're happy to be a happy parent for your notary business.
Oh man.
We'll even travel with you. You can call us anytime.
That's it. That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, I think, you know, I think we definitely, touched on some good point. You know, it's just like anything else, social media, if you are if you are choosing to market on social media, just make sure you're marketing the right way. Make sure you actually know your target audience, just like you were saying. He know his target audience, so he know he has a purpose on being on social media. So if you want to be on social media, make the right connection. Stop focusing on showing what you are doing to other notaries, and I actually start reaching out to the businesses within your area, your local area, and make the right connection. No.
If I see another post on Instagram of somebody dropping documents off at a FedEx.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Perfect. I'm so tired. Like, I don't understand what this fascination is with bragging online. Hey, I got business. I got business. I got business. You got your business? Oh, you ain't got no business? Oh, you can watch me work my business. Like, come on, man.
And that's why I said now is the time to actually, where are they now? Shoot, that's what we...
Where are they now?
Yeah. All those people y'all been following, where are they now?
You know what, Griff? That might be a good thing to do a live on, and we can go through YouTube and just go through the YouTubers and do a status update on some of the great notary YouTubers that are out there.
Yeah, so that's not bad at all. That is not bad. Yeah, that's one
that
thing.
That may start the beginning of the end for us.
Yeah, that's, you know, right, that's definitely I'd be interested in.
Y'all can't do that. Y'all can't do that. She don't hurt nobody. Well, her train is trash. So what?
Yeah, well, hey.
Shut up.
You know what? One way for you guys to find out, just look around to see who's still around and who is still, you know, teaching, you know, providing great services.
But you know what? This is the perfect time for those notaries who've been sitting on the sideline for so long to step in and get themselves ready to rock and roll. Because if you got 5,000 notaries that done left and you got 3,000 or 4,000 that's sitting here off to the side, y'all need to be ready to step up and start doing some things and taking advantage of this opportunity. Because yeah, if things change, those people will be running back, but by then it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, here's how to be successful as a notary, right? Let's just lay it out for them. Mm-hmm. Give them all the secret sauce. Answer your phone.
Yep.
Be available.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some online marketing, but even with that, you still need to answer your phone. Make sure that you have state laws down right. Go to the appointments, offer great customer service, show up on time, and answer your phone.
Yeah.
You can do all the networking in the world. Doesn't matter if you don't answer your phone.
No.
I mean, that's how I get a lot of, I get people calling me, they saw me, they saw my name on a notary database and wanted to know, can I do an order? And my philosophy is simply this: if you call me, you have priority there, and I'm going to find a way to get you fit in. And if for some reason I can't do it, I will help you find another notary who can. But, and most of the time when they call, they want it done, but they're flexible. And I'm like, all right, tell me what's the time range. And then I'm like, yep, I can make that happen. So even if I got to stay out a little later, fine. But I answer my phone. Phone rings, I answer it. Just never know who that could be calling.
That's it. How do I get my phone to ring? Okay, well, if you have not done many signings, but you've gotten some calls because you've got a Google Business profile, or you've done some marketing on Facebook, mm-hmm. in the community groups, as I've said before, join the community groups. If you join 10, that's not enough. Join 100, join 150. People will call you. People will message you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They will. But if you haven't done any work with signing agents or anything like that, take that general notary work, go into SnapDocs, and put all that information in there. As Griff has told you before, it's an old hack. It's out there on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
This is known information. Just put it in there so that way they can see that you're working, and your phone will start to ring. And it won't take that long. As soon as you start putting in whatever ways that you're using your stamp, just throw it in the SnapDocs anyway.
Yeah.
Because it shows that you're active. Eventually, your phone will start to ring.
Yeah. That's all that happened to me.
How it happened to me.
Yep, same here.
And what some folk don't realize, they can't, I mean, they watch I mean, they might say, okay, well, keep an eye on this notary here. Let's see what they've been doing. And check back and see what they've been doing in about a couple of weeks. Zero. And okay, check back again. One. Check back again. Okay, back down to zero that they've done in the last 30 days. After a while, like, you know what? Don't even worry about them no more.
Right.
Don't even worry about them. Move on to the next.
No, that's really all that it takes. It's all that there is. It's nothing magic. There's no magic sauce. You don't need to drive to all these different title companies. Can it help you? Absolutely. If you've got 30, 15 notaries in your area and you're in a big busy city, go and Google how many title companies there are. And if you feel like driving up to them, go ahead and do so. But guess what? Somebody else already did it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so they'll add you to the list. You know, you might be seventh woman on the list.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's what we were saying in the live, you know, that as much as people complain about folk taking orders, you don't know what their situation is, why they had to take that order for that fee. They did what they had to do. And you're sitting here criticizing them. And this is a problem that I have with the notary business, that people are trying to do stuff and they're constantly criticizing them for anything that they do to make unjustifiably.
Yeah.
It's a crab in a barrel syndrome.
Yeah, very much.
Well, still I think they crabs with the lid and putting on top of the barrel.
Yeah, but a lot of those folks that you hear criticizing people about it, listen, a lot of them's female, and we don't know the other side, the other half of their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because a lot of y'all sit out there and listen to somebody talking about, I'm not taking more than this. We shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be doing that. However, they got a partner that's footing the bill on everything, so they have the freedom to say that.
Yeah.
But you're going to sit there and listen to it, not knowing what their home situation is.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that, man. But you know how it is nowadays. You know, folks just follow what's trending.
Yeah. That's some good information we kicked out today.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And I ain't got nothing, bro.
Nah, we all said, you know, then we good. As always, we appreciate our listeners.
We do.
Yeah, I'm trying to calm it down this episode. I've been notary pimp. You know, I've talked about how the male notary influencers have lost their balls. Talked about can't be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably time I just calmed down a little bit for an episode. Y'all be all right. I'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for Matthew to go off.
Yeah, we gotta let Matthew go off a little bit.
Oh man.
Not right now. I mean, that was like an hour ago.
I know. We good. Look, we good for the day. We good for today. Hey, just
he needs some milk.
You know. You know, just make sure you guys are, you know, sharing the podcast, sharing the links with friends, family, social media. Use it for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, the numbers have been great. Man, we did 150 listens in under 48 hours.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's pretty darn good.
Yep, it's all thanks to you guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Just thank you. We're going to keep bringing it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep bringing it. I think that we're going to be the first notary podcast to record an episode every week for a year.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting up there.
Yes, we are.
I mean, at this point, when it comes to number of podcasts, we are trailing only one, and that's the Notary Institute, Miss LaShawn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, yeah, she's about to listen to this and be like, "Nope, I'm coming back."
Yeah.
Hey, LaShawn! Shout out to LaShawn.
Yeah, shout out to LaShawn.
Congratulations again on a newborn.
Yep, on a little new one. Yeah, that baby should. Yeah, that baby should be stamping by now.
Right. Already trained. And if you guys are not familiar with LaShawn, check her out on, because she hasn't really been on social media recently, but she does have a Facebook group for the Notary Institute. And she has initiated a chat with the members of that group. It's, you know, it's a free Facebook group, whatever, whatever. But she does have a group chat that she is interacting with folks. So highly recommend you check her out. All right. Mm-hmm. Is that it, guys?
That's it, man. I'm chowing down on my little Biscoff cookies.
Nice.
I done ate about half of them.
Man, y'all got to get a box of those vanilla wafers, though.
I know. Vanilla wafers are the bomb. They good.
Oh, yeah. But not with the banana pudding.
I love banana pudding.
I figured you'd like banana pudding.
Mm-hmm. So. Love it.
And then I don't like pudding at all.
Then dipping them cookies and some milk, but I don't even drink milk anymore, so I guess I have to get some oat milk. Take my vanilla wafers, dip them in some milk.
Mm-hmm. Some oat milk, some
hemp
milk.
Yeah, I'm all about the lactate, man. I can't do, like, I can eat all types of cheese. I can eat anything that's to do with cheese, but I just can't drink cow milk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't work. It's a bad day for anybody around me.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right, hey, love your life, love your business, and love yourselves. We're out of here. Hey.
RP.
We know the reason sealed.
Yeah,
I'm still out here living it right. We know the reason sealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers. Griff Matherin and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff Matherin and Q. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah. We know the reason sealed. This my everyday life. We know the reason sealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reason sealed. Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic. Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers. Griff Matherin and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. We know the reason sealed. We know the reason sealed. This my everyday life.